just feel a lot of positive change starting to happen. I'm at around a couple different verticals, primarily executive protection, more armed security. I work with companies that do the unarmed model as well, and I just think the thought process is changing. AI is definitely changing the game in a big way.
Hey, Billy, thank you for coming. I really appreciate you flying in from Arizona to do this podcast today. It's been a long time coming, and you and I have been friends for 15 years. So,
I appreciate it, Chris. The studio is absolutely amazing. Yeah, I remember seeing the progress photos that you sent me, and I just couldn't wait to come out here and see it.
How about a little bit of personal background, how you got started? I know you're in the Air Force. Maybe share that with the listeners and get into how you got into security, then we'll talk about us.
Sure. Grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Always wanted to be in law enforcement or FBI or something like that, even as a kid. Always got fascinated by the cop shows and fire and all that stuff like that. Wanted to be some type of action hero of some sort. Did delayed entry, joined the Air Force in 1987, and was in security police in Arizona. That's where I got my start in Arizona. And throughout that, I did 6 years in the Air Force, got out of that, and went to college for exercise science. Decided I wanted to get back into security in 2008, and a friend of mine started a security guard company in Arizona and organically started from zero accounts and decided to take a role in business development about 6 weeks later, which has been the funnest part of starting my career. Just was enjoying embracing the relationships with the customers. I had already had a background in exercise science, working with strength coaching with athletes and therapists, and just used to nurturing relationships, and it was no different from the security business, and decided to continue that forward. And in 2013, I moved back to Pittsburgh, took a regional business development position in the security space still, and a couple of years later, moved back out to Arizona, where I took on a consulting role, my own company, ISC, and just more of a sales enablement, sales strategy type company.
Yeah, because when I met you, it was with Silver Star. That was 2010. That's when you were working with the group out there in Central Phoenix. You were doing sales, right? And then was it after they sold, you did some consulting? I remember you going back to Pittsburgh and you were consulting for a few security companies, or was that previous? I got that backwards.
So ultimately, I moved to Pittsburgh. I chased a girl.
Oh, gotcha.
I chased a girl. It was a girlfriend of mine and I met online, and I might share on that, but I moved back there and put my resume out for a couple guard companies and had a couple opportunities and decided to go back and take a more elevated role. And I worked in about 9 states, traveled quite a bit, which was different for me. And back in the cold weather, I've been spoiled with the Arizona weather for quite a few years. And me and you have maintained our relationship all this time.
Yeah, and that was, again, 2010, and I just came out with real-time reporting. And I think it was doing a parking franchise out there. There was another operator that I was working with where we were combining the parking management side of it to the security company's additional revenue. It was called Intelligent Parking. And then you were working with some tow companies out there and numerous HOAs. And then I introduced a program to you, not just the parking, but it was the incident management, which was a SilverTrack software. That was my first reporting software. First one to market that we talked about. And if I remember correctly, we did very well with that.
Oh, absolutely. It was a game changer because I had some time under my belt doing business development and had the same spiel that everybody else does about the training and the uniforms and we're better management and local responsive management. But now I had a new tool that I could walk in as an attractant and really be able to justify where guards were. No faxing papers on Monday, 150 sheets of paper every Monday, and missing reports, coffee stains, fabricating reports. It happens. It happened in those days. And your product, SilverTrack, just changed the game.
Yeah, I have to admit. And I can't even tell you how hard it was for me because I actually had to go door to door because nobody even thought of using a mobile device, but they were pricey. They were the cost for a mobile device back then. I think it was a Motorola Brick. It was about almost $550. Again, no Android and Apple phones. They were not around. I think it was about a year and a half, 2 years when BlackBerry came out. You remember the BlackBerry phones, right?
Yeah.
So you're around that time period, but I remember doing very well because we did sales together right? We went out and did some cold calls, made some, introduced the product to the property management, introduced the parking management to them. And yeah, we grew. I was a part of that helping you guys, if I remember. And we grew the company to, 1.2 in a very short time span.
Yeah. That was actually during the recession as well.
Yeah. It was a big growth. Yeah. And that was just SilverTrek, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you with technology and consulting? Because now, you know, you're doing full-time consulting. We're talking, got am I right, 14 years ago?
Consulting?
No, 14 years ago. It's been 15 years, right?
Yeah.
15 years?
Yep.
Yeah, it's been a while. Getting old. Can't even remember anything, but it's been a long time we've been working together. So now you today are doing a lot of consulting with security companies on a national level, if I'm correct.
Yes.
And so tell me some of the changes you think. Where do you think this industry is going? Where is it going today?
Yeah, like we were chatting about earlier today, I just feel a lot of positive change starting to happen. I'm at around a couple of different verticals, primarily executive protection, more armed security. I work with companies that have do the unarmed model as well, and I just think the thought process is changing. There's more education, the ability to gather information on the internet to be better, whether it be training programs, raising the bar. AI is definitely changing the game in a big way. Some companies are adopting it across the board and using products, as you well know, in the industry now.
Yeah, not only security companies, but the clients themselves. Clients of the security companies, people are really reducing staff. So you got to get involved.
Yeah.
You got to get involved right away. And luckily, we're doing that. So that's the exciting part. And I want to talk more about that today. But in regards to real-time reporting, how do you think AI is really affecting the difference? Okay, so you're a long-term SilverTrek user. And we don't have to just talk about SilverTrek. Mm-hmm. I used to own or operate that. I sold that in 2019, so I've been away from that for about 5 years. I worked as a consultant for the group that purchased the other software programs. I won't need to mention them. Mm-hmm. A lot of people already know. But tell me the difference. You remember SilverTrek, and there was a huge change. And now we're stepping into a whole nother AI model. Okay, Vision Insights, the direction itself, where do you see the difference? It's not really SilverTrek, but it's almost like another SilverTrek as far as the excitement and what we're doing and the change.
No, absolutely. You know? Yeah, the evolution is here. I think the biggest thing is what Vision Insights, from my view and my standpoint, is the setup time. And I've been in business development, even sometimes all hands on deck is setting up properties, and they could get quite cumbersome at times. You get an amazing product, but there's still some people could hack around it and maybe not do the full build out of what it really needed to do. And obviously you know that better than anybody, but with VI, there's a lot less burden on the build out and the operations teams. And then the biggest key is just simpler for the officers in the field to be able to use it and just simplify things and get the job done and not be stuck in a screen and just getting the job done, observing what's going on as well.
Yeah, when we went back and we decided to release this new product, obviously the biggest concern was we don't want to be just like everybody else, right? I didn't want that to happen. When we sat back with my partners and I, we sat back and said, okay, what are we going to do that's really going to be different if we jump into this AI program? And of course, myself having that database of 30 years, the first one to market real-time reporting, I was obviously already ahead of the game because I know the industry very well, not only the security industry, but I know the clients and their thought process. That's how I built SilverTrek in the first place. Everybody thinks that SilverTrek, when I owned SilverTrek, was built with on a napkin, on an idea. No, this is my hard work over time. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
You were there and you heard about it. This was based on industry experience, working with parking, because it became a parking tool first, how to manage parking. Then it became an incident management, and then I got maintenance teams involved. So it was really just working with that customer to get them involved so they could get the reports that they needed in addition to make it easier for the guards and out of the field to report. But now with AI, taking all that information, being able to drop that in and give a guard a tool immediately to go to work, and again, removing the training. There's videos in there. So we took all the expertise on teaching people how to do that vertical. I've taken that and put that on a video so when they're out there doing inspections, they know exactly what to do. It's right there for them. So you've seen that firsthand. You can throw any video you want, but we're literally giving them direction on every inspection. So it removes the training. It removes the teaching side. You just put anybody brand new there, and they're off to work immediately. So you've played with the tool. You've been out in the field and experienced with it. How much time savings do you think that's – how much time do you think somebody's actually really saving out of the field with this tool?
I'd just say considerably a lot more time available to actually operate in the field, and then the guards on the properties being able to do their job and not looking at drop-down screens, being distracted. And I think in this day and age with people scrolling on social media and things like that, clients sometimes would think, why are they in their phone so much? And this just takes some of those things out of the equation. The training, like you spoke about, is key as well. It's just it's a big component. There was good training when with SilverTrack on the back end of it, if you took the time to put it in, but not every operator would probably do that. It takes a unique individual to think it all the way through.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about locations, right? You don't have to worry about the reporting issues. It's system generated with AI. We call it dynamic reporting, being able to take a narrative like a, it's almost like a good example would be like a Reader's Digest, right? Telling that short story and then be able to abbreviate that story and give you an insight at the top of the page, which is pretty incredible with AI. Honestly, Billy, it just blows me away. We put this together, but every day something new. We're able to do something new because the technology's advancing. We're so far ahead of the game with our industry experience already and previous background in the industry than having the support, which is huge. How do you think support's been for the people that, as a consultant, the people you signed up and brought onto the system? How do you feel the support has been with Vision?
I think it's been outstanding. I think just the gained knowledge of aspect of all the time that you put into previous products and the team that you've assembled with that background as well has just been stellar at that support level.
Yeah, it's very important. It has to work when it comes to software. It has to work, and you have to be able to support it. And you can't overbuild it. That's a problem with a lot of solutions. So there is no scheduling program with this to date. Will there be? Yes. As far as payroll and all that, no. We don't plan on moving forward with any of the payroll side of things. But the ability to go and report and use this tool, analytics, we're changing the name. So it's not real-time reporting. It's intelligent reporting. It's what it really is,
yeah.
Intelligent reporting. And I just love the direction we're going with it. It's exciting. People are excited, right? Because now they got a number or people they can call, like-minded people in the industry, brought some of the team members back. So it's been a lot of fun. Been a lot of fun.
Yeah. I think it goes hand in hand with some of the other progressions that are coming out there with the other technology products that guard companies are already using as well. It just makes sense. And some are more exposed to it than others, but this is a good way to start if you haven't adopted any AI. This is a great way to start.
Yeah, and I think it goes well with camera solutions because we have other vendors that I've put together to where I've already vetted those people. So imagine being able to come in with a tool for reporting on property, managing parking, and then we're able to take camera solutions or work with the existing camera solutions. They have another partner that has an AI tool with that. So they're getting analytics on both sides now. In other words, you're not getting a crayon written report and an AI report or an AI report and just paper cameras. Everything's combined and that knowledge too. So we have experienced operators on the property, whether they're doing standing or patrol. And then again, with robotic technology coming to play here shortly, I don't think it's ready just yet, but it's certainly getting there, right?
Yeah.
With the dogs and some of the things, maybe in the areas that people don't want to go, there is a good application with it. And I would say probably like parking, LPR. We have that access right now. We have that ability with Vision to use that. We got an LPR system that makes it really quick. But just being able to take our database, some of the API problems we will be working on eventually, it's all going to roll in. And it's a perfect fit. We're ahead of the game.
I think people forget sometimes that the buyers of security these days are very sophisticated. They're using AI and other advanced technology products in their own businesses, whether it be property management or security directors. They're used to a lot of tools. So this is a little bit different than SilverTrack. It's not the gee whiz thing, but it's definitely ahead of the game, light years ahead of what I've seen out there.
Yeah. And we want to be selective on the operators. We're more of a small to mid-level company atmosphere. That's our kind of philosophy to help the mid-level operators be proactive and use a tool. We've made it very simple, as I mentioned before. So again, we are very excited about what it's going to do and how it's going to work for the clients. We're getting a great response. The reports are dynamic, right? They're really clean. It's a proactive web-based. I got to break this one up. So it's a progressive web app, I'm sorry. So it's a progressive web app solution that changes so we don't have to worry about the app and messing with Android. We don't have to worry about Apple, right, that completely removes it. So photos, they don't get compressed. They're all 4K quality photos and videos. So the report's incredibly on a carousel slide. You can see everything. And the client gets in on a mobile phone, get in on their tablet, or they can go to their desktop computer. But good-looking reports, Apple quality, I call it. Looks, yeah, it's just, it's super proud of it. And then the analytics that we're working, that's yet to be seen to where we really want to take it. But where it sits now, being able to take all the information to pull that up and ask for all kinds of reports with the AI, man, think about it. No more spreadsheets. It's all there. Pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely.
Pretty cool. So what's next with AI? And it's first to market. I think we're the first ones with that technology in real-time reporting. And again, this isn't ChatGPT. I'm not even going to get into the details, but this isn't ChatGPT. So we're ahead of that. What do you think the next step is in security? Where do you see it going?
Yeah, I think we talked about this before, and I've done a little bit of self-study into this space and built some relationships like in the blended guarding model. And I think there's some viable companies in that space that can work together and create a more of a holistic solution for the security industry. And I know a lot of people are worried about taking jobs. I think it just raises the bar for security firms to have better talent on their rosters and who they utilize and keep emphasizing training. And it may create some reduction in forces, but ultimately it's going to create a higher ROI for the clients.
Yeah. It's all there now, right? We've really eliminated all the problems as far as accountability, training, in understanding what needs to be done. It's right there in their hands. The narratives are corrected. They're enhanced. We keep the original note. They can edit it. It's in 80 different languages on top of it, multiple languages. So it's really a no-brainer. And it's going to make it very competitive. And for those out there that don't have it right now, it's going to be a hard to beat in the proposal. The client, think of the editing time that we still had even with SilverTrack and the other applications or a bad photo. Right? This changes everything. So this is, again, it's going to be just like SilverTrack was in the beginning. But again, first to market, first to win. But you have to know what the client's needs are, right? What is the client's expectations of you? But really get to learn your client. And this tool is just, man, again, no brainer, a full win across the board.
Yeah, and it's not as intimidating, like I said earlier, to the clients. Now they're working with AI themselves and their organizations from certain automation tools to create KPIs as well and things like that. So it's not as intimidating as maybe even something when SilverTrack, like they had nothing to ever gauge that on with no technology. Companies are moving at light speed, and most companies are adopting AI in some way or shape or form.
We're going to have a huge library of information for people to go learn, especially if they want to get started. Or maybe they're already in the business. Podcast, training materials, experienced coaches, trainers, everything's here for you. It's one resource, it's one call. And I'm real excited about releasing that. And you're going to be a big part of that and helping in the Arizona East, I take it, right?
Yeah, anywhere you need my help.
Yeah.
I look forward to it, Chris. It's going to be exciting. I think I've been watching the playbook unfold for a while. And we've had plenty of talks about it, and I'm ready to see you unleash it.
Yeah, it's been four and a half years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been four and a half years. Yeah. What do you think it's going to, what's your gut? What do you think, how this is going to change? What do you see the benefits?
I think it's going to be really successful because I feel like I was saying earlier that guard companies are looking for that extra edge. It's very competitive, as we well know, from the small to medium players, and they need that extra competitive edge, and there's a lot of things that can overwhelm an organization between staffing and hiring and all the typical problems, typical hurdles that you would have on a normal basis, no matter how big or small you are, payroll, just a list of things to worry about. And to be more unified with a team of other like-minded people and a think tank of progressive thinkers is just going to raise the bar in this industry.
Yeah. Yeah, it will. So end of day, want to have a direct line, direct resource for those that, again, first starting, mid-level, or looking to advance. Primarily, I think it's going to be anywhere from companies that are probably 3 to 5 million. I think that's going to be our client base across North America. And I'm excited to get them involved in it and share everything we've got. I've got a 30-year library and database. We're going to be doing podcasts. We're going to have a Facebook group that'll be divided for just general information, and then I'm going to call it competitive information that'll be more locked down for the members involved. We're going to be doing all the marketing and contacting their clients, and we're going to teach them exactly how to set things up, right? What the clients really need and what the clients are looking for. And then we're going to put AI, we're going to put vision to work on top of that, and we're going to show them exactly how to retain a contract and win new business. And that new business is going to come from referrals.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a hard sell. And that leads to presenting this information and showing the vision tool to the commercial properties, to the multi-housing industry, because at the end of the day, they're going to need to own the data. All right. Because not all security operators are going to keep the contracts long term. And the last thing we want to do is get something set up at a location, then have to start all over with the build out. So it's just better sometimes just go direct to that client, build it out for them, and then bring the security contractor in, grab the device and go to work, and the data stays with the client. That's the game plan on my end with some of our members. But on the other side, they're going to win the contracts, those who are members. And I'm going to be selective on who we bring in. I'm not looking to, should say we're not looking to hockey stick this, right? Want to bring good people, bring them into a good business so we can change the industry. Because it doesn't have the best reputation. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It does overall. I think it's still difficult in this day and age to rise above, but there's a lot of people that are banding together. I see it happening, in my opinion, a little bit more. I get a chance to talk to different leaders in the guard space in different areas of the U.S., and I see the drive is there. I think sometimes the how-to, because they just get so bogged down with all the things, all the way from the CEO down to the 300th guard that they have. Everybody has a lot of responsibility, a lot on their shoulders. It's just a busy, noisy life these days in general to run a company, and it's time to rise together.
Yeah. So, Billy, the other thing I was thinking is that we've got a lot of operators, small to mid-level guys out in Arizona. They're in multiple states, obviously, and with your background. What do you think the best approach with these guys? What do you think they really suffer? What's their biggest problems? Right out the gate, outside of, I guess you could say, business management, is it operations? Is it funding? What is your opinion on? I have mine, but what is your opinion being a security consultant?
Yeah. I think a lot of it ends up being just the busyness of the business and the output of work that has to be done for the return. We're obviously, it's somewhat of a lower margin business, service business, and finding the best ways to constantly think about streamlining that, whether it be the best return on investment, whether it be, once again, it's another reason to be thinking about maybe some other technology solutions all working together. But efficiency, improving efficiency, I think that guard firms get stuck into these same old patterns of ways of doing things that have just stayed the same forever. They just have a new scheduling software, a new reporting tool, or a different uniform, or some other training. And then those are great things to all have. But I think that efficiency in running it like a real business instead of just like a part-time organization, we're just in shambles of disorganization. I just feel like the organization part of it, leadership, I feel like in today's, over not just in our business, but in industry in general, leadership, it's not led from the front. They're just maybe resting on their laurels, biding their time. It can get really easy in this business to just get satisfied with the amount of hours you might be running or the way that you do things. And I use the word fall asleep, not literally, but figuratively fall asleep in your organization and just not really have a pulse of thinking about improving. So that changes a whole other thing with just mindset to me. I don't think of it just a new way of doing things. You can add every new gadget and tool to be able to do, but if you're not changing your mindset and the way you're going to do things overall in your whole thought process about running your company. It does start at the top, ultimately.
We talked about in the previous podcast, had Matt Rash from One Shield. He was in here. He did a great job talking about numbers. A lot of people don't understand the numbers, right? They think they go out and put out a bid, but then they didn't apply the fact that they're paying for a reporting software solution. They have vehicle insurance because it's a mobile patrol. There's gas involved, right? A lot of them are so interested in just getting the contract or rush to get the contract, rush to beat the competitor, right? They shoot themselves in the foot. They just love to see that number on the screen. They go, yeah, I got this contract. It's a feel good, right? But that doesn't last. When you talk about getting comfortable or falling asleep. It's really getting comfortable because they worked so hard in the beginning. They're working the car. And when they get to that $3 to $5 million a year where they can start hiring people, and somebody's taking their position where they can take a Friday or Saturday off, they get in that position saying, I earned this. Now I want to be an owner and stand back and let people run my company. And that's the last thing you want to do. You got to still keep that foot on the pedal. And you got, that's your time to really advance in getting better people in your business to help you manage it, whether it be mentors or those to take you to that next level. And that's where it really counts. Mm-hmm. Again, a lot of the guys we've talked about on the podcast previous, if you guys watch those, they go into that. And that's a big issue. It really is. So I'm hoping, especially with what we're doing, that we're going to be able to provide some of those tools, expertise on video, in documentation, some of the training sessions that we have within the Security Advisory Council, to show them, teach them that. It'll all be available to some of the members so they know what steps to take. It's just kind of, it's going to be one resource. That's one resource. Help them out, because I feel bad because I've been there. Yeah. We all have. I think that's really the issue. And you can go broke using technology. You can have all these tools. Half of them are using it correctly, or they get themselves into a long-term contract and it's, and they're not using it. So what they end up doing, they end up having two real-time reporting solutions, two payroll solutions, right? Because they're in these contracts and they're paying for two solutions because they, nobody did their homework. They're just so rushed to grab something, right? So rushed to grab something without doing their homework. And last thing I'll tell you, just these long-term contracts, just if somebody can't sell it to you month to month, stay the hell away from it, truly. I just don't believe in that.
I've said this before. You think about products like Salesforce and other things like that. Those are month-to-month type products. Those are known leaders in the business space, and they're month-to-month. So I couldn't agree more. And I think getting back to the point you're talking about is all the way from the CEO down to the guard that just started in the industry. There's a lot of value in this for everybody. We can make everybody better. We just have to. I think sometimes first have to identify that they can do better. And I think sometimes leaders in this space, they're ex-law enforcement, military, and security backgrounds, and there's a little bit of ego in there. They don't want to admit that they're failing. And I think we have to admit that we want to do better. Not that we're failing, but how can we rise and do better things? And I'm a big mindset guy these days. It's about that part of it to get started. Then you got to do the work still.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's see what we can do. This year is going to be challenging, like anything else, with vision really getting heavy to the market and sharing that. So there's two visions, I guess you could say, so to speak, that we have here. But again, I think it's a great combination, right? It's two separate programs, but I think we're going to do some great things for our members, and they're going to do great things for us, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So again, thank you for coming to the podcast, Billy. I appreciate you sharing your expertise, your background. I look forward to working with you here in the future under Security Advisory Council, including Vision. And you're always welcome to the podcast, and as you will be coming back either way. We got more work to do.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, everyone. No matter where you're watching from, if you get anything out of this, please like and subscribe. And most importantly, share this everywhere you possibly can. And if you're feeling extra generous, please leave us a comment. Thank you for watching.